Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Have you ever had one of those days where nothing sounds good? Everything just feels heavy. And even the things you normally care about feel just strangely not interesting. And you're not angry enough to fight anyone. You're not sad enough to cry. You just feel sort of done. Sort of like a lack of energy, a lack of motivation, a lack of interest. You just feel a bit like, well, in my words and the words of my daughter, just laying in the road. In the last two episodes, we talked about two emotions that may be adding up to this third one. Those two emotions were shame and guilt. And they're the two lowest levels on what's called the Map of the Levels of Awareness by David Hawkins. And it's a scale that moves from shame all the way through to enlightenment. So today we're moving into what is the third level on the Hawkins scale, which is called apathy. And it is that sensation of just feeling like doing nothing. There's no way you can get out of your own way, which can be sneaky, because it often disguises itself as a bad mood, as exhaustion, procrastination, or even a sense of realism. So most people, when they have this, they just feel like they're irritated or tired or even unmotivated or even just, quote unquote, in a bit of a funk. My daughter and I call this having a lumpy day. You just feel lumpy. It's kind of the Eeyore level. Have you ever seen Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? And he just is so down for no in particular reason. He is just feeling lumpy. But underneath all of that, there may be something much deeper happening. And as always with our show, Bill and I are always talking about this in the context of how it affects the nervous system. And the nervous system is just as guilty for creating this sensation as it is the shame and guilt level. So by the end of this episode, I hope that you will have a good idea of what this sensation is, and more importantly, how you can overcome it and why it's really, really important to address it and overcome the sensation. So guilt and shame were the two lower levels. Shame comes first. Shame says, there's something wrong with me. Guilt says, I did something wrong and I can't forgive myself. And those two create a form of deep exhaustion. They gobble so much of your everyday energy, so much of the energy that your nervous system has to expend, keeping them suppressed, keeping them from popping up, triggering you, you know, ruining your day, making you say something you don't want to, that it turns into this, why bother? Nothing is going to change anyway. There's no reason to do anything because nothing is going to change. Apathy feels very much like indifference. Like, okay, you know, let them burn down my life. What do I care? It didn't have any value anyway. While shame and guilt are really painful, they're sharper sensations. Apathy, with its exhaustion, turns into feeling numb. And that is what makes it dangerous. It can look quiet on the outside, just like a grumpy mood, while on the inside, your life force really feels like it's draining or dimming. So when someone is in shame or guilt, there's still an emotional charge, a what feels like a bigger sensation. A lot of times shame and guilt can be felt along that center line of the body. It'll really affect the throat or the stomach or even the low back. Low back pain is often connected with shame and guilt. But with apathy, the charge is gone. The sensations in our bodies don't feel sharp. They're not creating the kind of fight or flight that gets you up and has you fighting with somebody, or, you know, has you calling to apologize to somebody. It is that feeling of nothingness. And when that's happening, the nervous system gets into a place of, I just don't care anymore. And it really is a protective place because the shame and guilt have gotten so overwhelming that the system goes into a form of shutdown mode. I think I just won't do anything. I think I won't go anywhere. I think I won't say anything. And it's interesting because this is one of the biggest sensations, emotions that gets called depression. And we know that depression is one of the things that's on the top complaints of people around the world. But most of the time, they're talking about this level. I just don't want to move. I just don't want to do anything. This is the descriptor. Before that, in shame and guilt, we're sad or even miserable, actually. But apathy just turns into this, I don't care. I've tried. I failed. I've hurt. You know, I fought people. I cried. I screamed. And now I don't have the energy to do any of that. So I'm not going to. And in apathy, you'll see people who maybe were, you know, great about solving problems, who knew how to get things done, even in the face of scarcity or pain or fear. And you'll see this person start to retreat. This is what is called the freeze or fawn mode, even, where you just retreat into yourself, into your house a lot of times. This is that where you'll see a person who normally kept themselves nicely, you know, not wash their hair for a month. This is where you see people let themselves go. Maybe their house isn't clean. Maybe their car isn't clean. Maybe their body isn't clean. This is where you'll see a person go quiet or dark. And it really is a scary place for everyone involved because you just don't know what's going on. This is also that place where people may stop paying their bills or answering the phone or answering messages. They won't take care of their health necessarily, and they stop interacting with their relationships. If it's you, you can notice yourself stop being able to imagine a greater future because it feels so disappointing. At this level, everything feels very impossible. And what's worse than that, when people try to encourage you, like, you know, get your chin up, get moving, you know, get back to your old self again, it is so annoying and so irritating. And the perspective at this level is people just don't get it. They don't get how bad this is for me. So at the level of apathy, a person doesn't even want to reach out and get help. They, before at shame and guilt, you might be talking about these things all the time, you know, getting together with a friend over coffee and hammering it out, you know, talking about how bad it is or complaining about it as well. But at this level, you stop doing that. Because there's an absence of a desire to even find a solution. There's even an absence of desire to have someone else help you. You don't even necessarily want rescued at the level of apathy. So the desire to get going again, to get your life back, is really buried under deep exhaustion, a disappointment, and a nervous system shutdown. So does this sound like you or someone you know? Likely it might. So if you're interested in how to shift this, of course, we're always recommending Cogno movement because it is the thing that readjusts your nervous system. It's the thing that tells the nervous system you're okay and you're okay right now. It's the thing that harmonizes the brain, and that brain can then send signals to the body to get out of pain, get out of fear, get out of judgment, get out of apathy, and get back into managing its own energy, your energy, in a much better way. And so often it takes about 5 minutes a day. So if you know you're ready to get out of this place and change it, go to cognomovement.com/essentials. Let's take our very first break and hear from our good sponsors at the UK Health Radio Network. And we will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So we are back, and today we're talking about the exciting level of apathy, the exciting sensation of apathy. And I just want to remind everybody out there that we give names to sensations that somehow makes them real. So shame has a way that it feels, and then guilt has another way that it feels, and apathy has a way that it feels. But it really is just a combination of sensations in the body that tell the brain, we really have a problem here. And in this one, it is the lay down on the road level, where there's just no energy to do anything. So giving up is the way the nervous system has decided to handle the issue, because it just doesn't have energy to use. So it often masquerades at first as it's just a bad mood. And then it can show up as a form of flatness, a flat feeling in the mind and in the body. It's that, what are you thinking about? Nothing. And inside the brain, it sounds like, you've had this sensation before, and you know people that have had, you can see it on their face. There's also a low level of irritation and boredom. Boredom is a big one here. There's just nothing to do but lay around and maybe watch TV or scroll on your phone. Avoidance and cynicism is really evident here as well. Now, being at a level of apathy doesn't mean you're always at a level of apathy. It may be that you bump up a little bit and get some energy and then dive back down into guilt and shame and then level out as in the middle in apathy, where the boredom and the lack of energy actually feels better. It can feel like, well, I'm just resting, which is amazing, until you find yourself in bed all day. You know, I'm just taking a break, until you find that you haven't done the work you need to get done around your house or in your life for days. You know, this is where you find that you've forgotten to pay your house payment or your water bill or the power bill for months, and then it gets shut off and you don't even realize that time has passed. So this is how really damaging the level of apathy can be in your life. Now, I want to point out here that we all experience this sometimes. We really do. There are times in life where we're all going to feel like, I just want to give up. And then, you know, you pull up your bootstraps and you get going again. So it's not like it's an unresourceful feeling altogether. It's just unresourceful when the hours stack up into days, into weeks of apathy. So it's very important to be able to recognize yourself when you're in it. Oh, I remember hearing Liz say on the radio that this sensation that I'm experiencing right now is a thing called apathy, and there's something I can do about it. It's the buildup up of it that really causes problems in our life. And this is at the point where someone might recommend to you that you go get some medication. Now, the medication might help for a period of time, but for most people who are on medication long-term, it stops working after a while. The body stops accepting it, and you're back into that sensation again, because the medication only masks the underlying problem that the nervous system is misallocating energy, and it's mistranslating the signals that it's sending from the body to the brain and back. A lot of times, apathy can also have a sensation of all over low-grade pain. Like, you can't put your finger on what hurts. It's just everything sort of hurts. This level of energy in your body really creates a lot of inflammation. And that is a big feeling. It's a big warning sign that you get this sense of everything hurts just a little. It's not so much that you're in excruciating pain, at least at the beginning, but it can lead to the kind of immune disorders that we call fibromyalgia, even. Everything just hurts a little bit. It's inflammation. The nerves are inflamed. They're irritated because they're mismanaging the energy, but the nervous system is not sure. Are we in fight or flight? Is there a lion on our butt or not? And so it moves into this sort of shutdown mode. If I don't move at all, then I can't get hurt. You see, the nervous system is constantly trying to protect you. The thing is that it gets out of whack. It really does. It's just like any other mechanism. Our car, it needs realigned, right? Sometimes it needs a new battery. Our washing machine, you know, sometimes it needs the filter cleaned. Our bodies are not different. They need sometimes a realignment, a reset. And that's why we're always recommending something like Cogno movement that addresses the nervous system as a whole. When you're in apathy, a lot of times you're stuck in a left brain state. The brain should be cycling multiple times a day, but definitely stronger on one side, stronger on the right one day, stronger on the left the next day, cycling, moving, sharing information. But we get in a really, really stressful state. We get stuck in the left brain where we don't have a lot of creativity. We really have that stress state that can be very linear and very stuck in a specific perspective that is nothing works. I can't do anything. I've tried everything. Nothing will work. And you don't want to risk disappointment again. The left brain doesn't want to risk that again. And it's not having the ability to cycle to the right that says, oh, look over there. Distraction, shiny thing, butterfly. Oh, make this phone call. Oh, go on a walk. Oh, pet your dog. You know, go for a swim, feel better. That's where that lives. But when the body gets stuck and you don't take the time to harmonize this part of your nervous system daily, then you'll be stuck in a perspective that nothing works. And that can lead you down this path of apathetic thinking and feeling, and really can over time lead to a disease state, which nobody wants. Nobody wants that. We really do just want to feel good. I think the biggest point is that we have not been taught that. No one has been taught nervous system hygiene. We're talking about nervous system regulation now, which means we're just accepting the fact that we're in a high level of fight or flight all the time. We're in anxiety, just frustration, fear all the time. That's the normal. And that we need a tool to regulate ourselves down for short periods of time. Well, that is a reverse. The truth is, we need to be at a level of calm really serenity, you know, even a little bit of happiness, if you will. And then have the nervous system ready and able to jump up at a challenge when we really do need that fight or flight to kick in. You know, you need to get out of the way of a moving car. You need to really defend yourself against something or someone. You need that nervous system to jump into fight or flight. But with everything coming at us so fast now, and the acceptance of being in anxiety all the time, no one tells us that there is a nervous system hygiene that includes your entire body that can be reset in as little as about 5 minutes a day. Now, that doesn't mean that all your problems are solved in 5 minutes a day. What it does mean is that you have the ability, the brain power, you know, the calm in the body, the physical energy that's freed up to find a new perspective, to move around the planet, to get help if you need it, to ask for help. You have the ability to get new ideas. Now, there may be a deep underlying issue, something deep beneath in that shame or guilt level that is creating this level of apathy for you. Now, in our work, we still address the nervous system. That is something that is stuck, something that has gotten, you know, if you imagine a spider web and a fly gets stuck in there. Now, if someone came in and just plucked that fly out, it would be free and it wouldn't mess up the spider web. Our nervous system is like that. These issues get wedged sometimes into, you know, maybe a shoulder, maybe a hip, you know, maybe brain fog, maybe limited vision. They get lodged into our bodies in a way that feels like it's permanent and real. But the truth is, it really is just a circumstance that your nervous system assigned a sensation to. And cognitive movement is that thing that can come in and pluck that out because it directly addresses the nervous system directly through the eyes, through the ears, through the teeth, through every sensation, every sensor on your whole body, including the sensors outside of the body. You know, we have a whole field around the body that is constantly taking in information. If we know how to address these in multiple ways at the same time, we can get into the nervous system and make the adjustments that we need. It's like having a screwdriver for the nervous system. And sometimes that adjustment, that larger adjustment of where the nervous system has made a decision and has kept it stuck, that might need a little bit longer of a session. You know, sometimes those sessions can last up to 20, 30 or 40 minutes, or even a little bit more if you're working with a practitioner. But it's highly effective because it shows the system itself. The system is doing its best, but it is a mechanism. There's no way around that. And there's nothing mystical about it. It is a mechanism that shares information within a closed circuit. And when that closed circuit gets misaligned, then we have these feelings, these big sensation, pain, illness even. And the one that we most commonly associate with this is depression. That's the one. And it is really, again, that the biggest problem we seem to have, at least here in the United States, and the biggest reason that people get medication to solve that. But what if you could solve it in a few minutes a day? What if you could solve it by knowing how to access your own system and make that adjustment? You know, it's kind of like learning how to work on your own car, but it's your own body. So it's so much more important. Leah, our business manager, and my daughter was telling me the other day that she got up in the morning and she just had this feeling like she just couldn't move. She just felt like she couldn't get out of her own way. She knew she had a pile of work to do and couldn't figure out how to do any of it. Well, because she knows this work, she realized that she was in a state of apathy for whatever reason. And she stopped everything, got out her ball, and did a short session. I think she said it was 10 or 15 minutes, that one. And she said during the session, all of a sudden, the solutions to everything she needed to get done that day started to pop in. Oh, I can do this. I can do that. I'll do it that way. But before that, that she just felt like she couldn't move. Like nothing was possible. Everything was impossible. Everything was a pain in the butt. Everything, it just wasn't worth doing. So she was telling me, you know, she realized how grateful she was to have the system because she said in the past, she would have spent the whole day doing nothing and then beating herself up about it later that she got nothing done. And she said, what else was great is all of that cleared so quickly. And she said she felt like it was turbo fuel, that all of a sudden, whatever she needed to get done, she could get done really, really quickly because she had all the ideas and the horsepower to get it done.
So you might be recognizing now that apathy is
not a mindset problem. And I think that's the other thing that so many programs are talking about is mindset, that you need to get a different mindset. But a different mindset doesn't come from challenging the idea in your mind. Apathy is not an idea. It's a nervous system state. It's a physical state. And the nervous system is what needs addressed to make it change. So many people have suffered and suffered with this, trying mindset program, one mindset program after the next, to try to solve something that really is a mechanism issue. It's not about changing your mind. It's not about even getting inspired. Getting inspired is what happens after your brain is harmonized, your nervous system is reset. And when you have the energy to create ideas and inspiration, so often it can be accompanied by a long time sitting and staring at a computer, a long time sitting and staring at a phone, a long period of time when your eyes are not moving, when you're not having the ability to get to the place where ideas and inspiration comes naturally. That's an eyes up position. If you're in apathy, think about that. How long has it been since you rolled your eyes up, since you went outside and looked at the sky or looked at the clouds? For most people, when they're in a state of apathy, that up position where ideas and inspiration actually come naturally, because that's the part of the brain that does that particular thing. How long has it been since you went outside and lifted your eyes up, looked into the sky, you know, wondered about the clouds? That eyes up position is the part of the brain that actually functionally accesses new ideas and inspiration. That's the part that we need to feel that relief, that connection, that sensation that change is really possible. For most of us, if we're sitting looking at a computer, a TV, or a phone, eyes stuck, you have not accessed that part of yourself for a long time. So trying to push yourself into a mindset through reading the next book or watching the next video, it does not access that part of your brain, the mechanism of your brain that can access ideas and inspiration. You know, how long has it been since you really just addressed the body and said, hey, body, I know you're going through something. I recognize the feeling that you're in and that it is simply a sensation. When was the last time you looked down at your body and said, I understand? Most of the time, we're in the state of fighting with ourselves, fighting with our mind, fighting with our body. And what do? We watch the next video. We listen to the next podcast. Ironically, we read the next book, but we don't get our eyes moving up, moving down, moving left, moving right. And because we're not doing that, we don't have access to this amazing mechanism that create massive change really, really quickly. It's very, very pliable. It's called neuroplasticity. So our own neuroplasticity is our best friend when we know how to access it. Accessing neuroplasticity is the biggest gift that you can give yourself in your whole life. It absolutely is not mindset training. Now, mindset training could be great once you've already harmonized your brain, once you've already gotten your nervous system moving energy correctly. You know, then you might want to learn a bit about mindset and some of those things. But at that point, then it won't be frustrating or aggravating. It'll feel like a great big epiphany. It'll feel like relief. You've had that experience. You know what that is when you learn something new that changes your life. It's an amazing, amazing feeling. When you learn something new and nothing changes, that is a horrifying feeling. And that's what happens when the nervous system is not ready to receive that information. So this is why I'm really advocating for learning how to access your own system and create real change for yourself in as little as about 5 minutes a day. Once you learn that you can do your own tune-up, and you do, then getting out of these momentary states becomes easy. And then you do recognize that a moment of sadness, a moment of fear, a moment of apathy, a moment of anger is just that. It's just a moment of sensation. And now you know how to quickly cycle out of that. You have the rest of your day, the rest of your life without that feeling. For this reason, Bill and I invented about 8 years ago a program called CognoConscious. And it is our big event. It's our Super Bowl. And this year, it happens to be at the end, the very last week of September and the first week of October in Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is a very unique place. It's a very spiritual place. It's a very energetic place. It's a cool place. It also happens to be the root chakra of the planet. Very grounding. And so our event, CognoConscious, is happening this fall, September, first week of October. And we want to invite you, if you want to learn how to change your own nervous system and move through in real time, no lectures, no blah, 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 real action, moving through from shame, guilt, apathy, anger, fear, courage, even up into acceptance, into joy, into love, into bliss, into enlightenment. That is what we're going to be doing. It's a 5-day event. And you are a different human after this event. Absolutely a different human. And the energy of Mount Shasta is going to help with that. All right, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. And we will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
In the last segment, we were talking about how mindset is not what you need to get out of a feeling like apathy. You know, people say, just think positive, just think positive. And it often will feel just really, really insulting because your nervous system can't take that in. There isn't positivity in this sensation of apathy. There's just the feeling of yuck. Other things that people will say to you is like, just be grateful. Oh my God. When Oprah came out with her gratitude journal, there was a period in which I was definitely in that state of apathy and I just wanted to punch her in the mouth. Like to list 10 things I was grateful for in the day felt so horrifying to me, so ridiculous to me. And it really made me mad, which actually was a higher energy than apathy, at least. But I couldn't even figure out what there was to be grateful for because everything else felt terrible to me. It just felt awful all the time. So when you're in a state of apathy, just, you know, trying to do a gratitude journal almost makes it worse because everything feels like there's nothing to be grateful for. It just feels terrible. You know, people say, just get motivated, get moving, you know, exercise your body, which is great advice if you can get your body off the couch in the first place. The thing to recognize here is that your body thinks it's better for you to stay frozen because at least you can't get hurt. So getting up off the couch is almost impossible. The nervous system will fight you on it because it believes it's keeping you safe and alive. This is why the nervous system has to be addressed directly and shifted. It has to be shown by cycling the left brain and the right brain, by focusing on the sensation, recognizing what the sensation is, by moving. This is what the body needs to make that readjustment, to understand, for the nervous system to understand that moving is better for you. Moving will save your life, right? People will tell you, just make a plan. Let's just make a plan to get out of this. The truth is you're stuck so much in one side of the brain in general that there really isn't making a plan. It just doesn't even make sense. It's like they're speaking a different language. You know, what kind of a plan can I make to get out of feeling like nothing matters? Another mindset thing that people will say is, well, look at the poor people who are starving somewhere on the planet. You know, when I was a kid, it was China. For other people, it was India. You know, now it might be the war in Ukraine. But people will try to tell you, you don't have it that bad, so you shouldn't feel this way. And again, you can't help feeling that way. It's a sensation in the body. It's an overriding neurological program that's running that needs a new signal. It needs a reset. You need to push the reset button. Another thing people will say is you just need more discipline. Again, your system does not want you to be disciplined, getting up at 5 a.m, working out. It wants you to stay still so you don't get hurt further. That's where the loop comes in. That's where the cycling issue happens. The nervous system says, yes, stay still. That's keeping us safe and alive. And the body will be like, yeah, I feel real crappy. Sends a signal back to the brain. Hey, we got an issue. The brain sends a signal back. Yep, stay still. So for someone to tell you to have more discipline, that does not help at all. In fact, it challenges the nervous system to dig in a little deeper into that pattern. So instead of trying to force hope into the mind, if you can help the nervous system simply experience a small shift, a very small shift, and even in a state of apathy, most people have the ability to move their eyes, especially if you can turn on a video, which our Essentials program are videos, turn on a 5-minute video and have someone coach you through just getting your eyes moving to start, you know, then getting the body moving, using tried and true neurologically tested methods to show the nervous system a way to create it change in itself. It needs to know that it's safe and that it's okay to start to shift and start to release your own natural energy. And when that happens, and it happens very, very quickly, the system will be like, oh, there's not really a lion on our butt. We're not actually dying in this moment. Okay, let's share a little extra energy with the adrenals to get up and move. Let's send the chemical of dopamine. Let's create some more in the brain so we have a little lighter mood. Let's start getting the body set up to start moving again, to start experiencing things again, to start living again. And then it will release that stranglehold it has on the system and let you get outside, you know, let you move around, let you have some better experiences, let you create some better choices. See, this is the thing. When we try to force the mind to do something, it's like arguing with a terrorist or a toddler, like you've heard me say so many times, but it's the truth. You just cannot force it by thinking about it. You can't force it by getting great advice, but you can force it by knowing exactly how to move it, how to get it moving in the right direction. Again, it's like, you know, knowing how to jumpstart your car. Maybe that's a bad example, but knowing how to do some small things to get a car that is having some trouble moving again. A little bit of information is life-saving in that instance. And it's life-saving when we know how to jumpstart our own nervous system, when we know how to not circumvent what the system is doing, how to go right in directly to it and create some change that gets the system having a new perspective. When your nervous system starts to have a new perspective, so do you. It's like my story about Leah. I mean, she woke up cranky, nothing seemed possible, but all of a sudden she was now having new ideas, inspiration. Things felt like they could move again. And that's what needs to happen, especially when you've gotten into apathy. Apathy is a tick that gets its head, you know, ground in, and you can't get it back out without knowing how to change the system. You know, it's a real jumpstart for the system. So let's talk again about just the signals. If somebody is noticing their body feeling just heavy, dull, flat, tired, foggy, collapsed, or blank, that really is the level of apathy. So one of the things we can do to learn how to create small fixes to our body is to recognize what these sensations feel like. When you can recognize them, like Leah did, you know that then, okay, there is an option. There's something I can do to create change. And it's really important that the option is not something that takes a half a day or an hour or even 10 minutes. But that option can start with 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute of noticing the sensation combined with moving the ball just a little bit, getting the eyes moving. It's a way to let the body know, hey, I see you. I see what's going on here. I recognize what's happening. And I have the ability to begin to get things moving. That's the important part. And you're not going to go from, you know, feeling like you want to lay in the road to, you know, jumping up and down with laughter. We're not talking about a sensation of like bipolar, basically. What we're talking about is slowly unwinding the reason your body feels that way in the first place and shifting the energy. Now, there are times when people go from apathy to laughing their butts off in a few minutes. And it's often because you see yourself, you recognize yourself, you recognize what it is that was keeping you in that sensation in the first place. And sometimes it's pretty silly. But that's not the point. The point is not to make this giant jump in 5 minutes. The point is to get the system out of its own way, to get things moving in the right direction, to get the mechanism functioning well again. That's the important part. And I think that we are accustomed now in this day and age to using something like medication or even illegal drugs to get ourselves out of this sensation. The problem is it doesn't teach the nervous system anything new. It just masks it for a little while. There is some relief for a while, but then you go right back into that sensation because you haven't actually changed anything. What we're really advocating with our work is to know how to change the settings, to know how to change what's happening so that you're always at your tip-top shape, whenever you want to be at least. We recommend using cognitive movement just 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. And at the end of 7 days, you feel like a different person because every day your system is reminded, oh, I do have enough energy. Oh, I can cycle my brain, left brain, right brain. I can access ideas and information. I can feel what I'm feeling in my body and not get caught up in it. I can have a brand new perspective anytime I want one. So this, I think, is so very important. And for us, it's important that we teach our kids. We have practitioners around the world who are working with all kinds of kids. And kids get in this state of apathy. The kids that have learned how to do this for 5 minutes a day just don't get caught up in that. They start to have, well, they start thriving is the truth, because their system knows how to adjust itself. And the truth is, this is what we need, self-empowerment. We need to know how to access and make changes to our nervous system just for maintenance. That 5 minutes a day for maintenance is wonderful. But if you realize that 5 minutes a day of maintenance adds up to a whole lifetime of just feeling stronger, feeling better, having more control over our lives and what happens next, that's the amazing thing. And when we can teach it to kids, their lives will be very different. There will come a day when we all understand the mechanism of our nervous system, how to access it and how to change it and how to have control over it. And when that day comes, we will definitely have a better world. Okay, we have come to the end of this episode. I want to invite everyone around the world, if you're interested, if it sounds like something that is calling to you, coming to Mount Shasta and Cogno Conscious this fall, please go to cognomovement.com/Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, Conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S. Or if you're just thinking, hey, I really would like to have that few minutes a day to change my life, that I really want to change the way I feel. I want to have control over the way I feel. I want to have control over my own perspectives. I just want to feel better on a daily basis more and more. Then the Essentials Program might be for you. It's short videos that walk you through how to do this. And then we hold your hand while you do it. So that is cognomovement.com/essentials. All right, everybody. Until next time, be safe and be well.